It's 8:38 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in our studios, we've got Bob, by the way, in just a couple of minutes. We'll have that forecast. But Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, joins us. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
How did you have a good Easter? Did you have a good Easter egg hunt on
had our traditional, the 13th annual Easter egg hunt at Memorial Park this past Saturday morning. Lots of parents and kids came out. We had 4,000 eggs that were stuffed with candy, mm-hmm. and had the Easter Bunny made an appearance.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He doesn't go everywhere.
He does not. And we are very fortunate that he came to our Easter egg hunt.
All right.
We had a good time.
You had a council meeting last night, and which could have been perhaps arguably the shortest council meeting you've ever had.
Yeah, it could be. It lasted 5 minutes, mm-hmm. from the time they called the meeting to order and to the time they adjourned. There was nothing on the regular agenda. I feel like maybe that was making up for the meeting previous, where it lasted for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and a robust discussion. So it was...
Yeah, you know, a short meeting last night, but that doesn't mean that you haven't been busy over the course of the last couple of weeks. You've been putting together budget stuff. Is getting to be that time of year again. Where are you at in that process? Is it just getting underway now? Or
it is. We have a kickoff with the city council at their first meeting in May, which I think is May 8th. Just to talk about what their priorities and goals are for the general fund levy for 2024. And then over the course of the summer, we will, do what we traditionally do, is put that together based on council's priorities and bring it back to them in various work sessions for their review and input. And then we get to September when the preliminary levy has to be adopted.
Mm-hmm. Looking into your crystal ball, which is dangerous when you're dealing with the city council, you don't like to do that. But is there anything that's going to be different? Any major changes in 2024 as you work out the budget?
That's a really good question, and I'm not.
You're not at liberty to talk.
No,
about
I'm. I don't know at this point in time what is going to be different. And the council did have a goal setting session, mm-hmm. that this past Thursday night. It was facilitated by a consultant, and it was great conversation. Just great conversation. We talked about priorities and goals for the next 3 to 5 years, gave me some direction, which I appreciate. And I think a lot of what we plan over the next couple of years in terms of budget will reflect those priorities.
That's interesting. So does Dundas have a strategic plan for like 3 to 5 years?
No, something
that's written formally.
Yeah, not anything formal.
Okay. All right. They're goal setting. You mentioned some good conversations. Was anything like set in concrete, or is it just discussion at this point?
It's just discussion at this point. I need to pull all my notes together and bring that back to them and have them confirm that that's what, mm-hmm. they talked about and what they decided to do, and then we'll start putting together what I call a management action plan, kind of put steps towards, mm-hmm. Attached to some of those goals.
All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. Anything else going on in Dundas?
There is a lot. I mean, I just am, a little overwhelmed sometimes thinking about it. We have a meeting tomorrow to talk about dog park relocation. That project keeps moving forward, and we want to get that done this summer. And we're looking at the nonprofit group Canines at Play to be a partner with us in setting up that dog park and maybe doing some manual labor around the park.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Public Works cold storage building that are going to go. It's in the capital improvement program for this year, putting together the specs for that. We'll bring that to the city council here in the next few weeks. For them to review and hopefully move forward on. And, you know, we start putting together the capital improvement plan for next year and the following 4 years. So looking at some of those bigger projects, bigger plans, you know, when we talk about replacing squad cars and squad cameras and you know, streets, roads, improvements, stuff like that. So there's a lot going on.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in today. Much appreciated. Have a good summer day today. Enjoy it if you can. And
thanks,
we'll talk
Jeff.
To you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator. Got Rich.